USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden making the short trip on Air Force One to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Friday afternoon after visiting the site where a bridge collapsed earlier Friday morning. The visit comes as the president pushes infrastructure and jobs across America and touts his $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package.
What you all know, if you don't, you should know, there are another 3,300 bridges here in Pennsylvania, some of which are just as old and just as decrepit condition as that bridge was.
A major winter storm affecting the East Coast, with blizzard warnings being issued from Maine to Washington, D.C. This comes as more than 2,300 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled for Saturday. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A border state governor is hammering the administration over the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
When Biden does not enforce the border security law, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. There's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger, and the lid is about to blow the top.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Employers spending 4% on compensation last year, an increase not seen since 2001 as they compete for workers in a very tight labor market. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A new study is revealing the impact 10 minutes of exercise can have on adults over 40. More than 110,000 United States deaths could be prevented each year if those over 40 added 10 minutes of physical activity to their daily routines. That's according to the journal JAMA Internal Medicine. The study also noting that an increase of 20 or 30 minutes could have an even larger impact. Natural immunity to COVID-19 was far more effective against the Delta variant than vaccines alone, according to a recent CDC study. The study looked at COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations in California and New York between May and November of 2021, determining that numbers were highest among unvaccinated people who hadn't been previously diagnosed with the virus. By the week of October 3rd, the study said case rates were 29 times lower for unvaccinated Californians with a previous diagnosis. The gun used by Kyle Rittenhouse is set to be destroyed. A Wisconsin judge approved an agreement by lawyers to have the firearm Rittenhouse used to defend himself in August of 2020 destroyed. Rittenhouse's attorney filed a request for the rifle to be returned to Rittenhouse rather than Dominic Black, who is technically the owner of the gun, to prevent it from being sold to Black. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Burke.